Monadic, and my name is Anthony. First of all, I'd like to thank the area for asking me to share my experience bringing hope. I think that when I first got here, I didn't really have a whole lot to talk about, a whole lot to share. People wasn't asking me to do nothing, you know. They pretty much asked me to shut up. Just don't move. Sit right there. My clean date is August the 7th of 1995. I was born and raised in Savannah, Georgia. I bought my first piece of crack in Savannah. I ended up in D.C. and I got clean in Virginia. Call that an international trip. That's how you get high. Heard my sponsor say something last night. If you ain't having fun, then you ain't doing it right. Because when I first got here, I was about 120 pounds. I was 3 shades darker than I am today. We've been raised. Yeah. I ain't even had to say it that time. Y'all said it. Damn! One dude walked up to me in the treatment center, man. We was in the detail. He said, man, you look purple. How in the hell, dude, you look purple? You know, shaded gray, you know. Caught up in the grips. In order to be caught up, you gotta have a focus, right? So then you get in your focus. It's easy to get focused when you're hitting it. That's all you gotta do is inhale. You stuck. They used to tell me shit like, get out. Get out. I've had a lot of different things that happened to me in recovery. God has been so good to me. I never thought in my wildest dreams. I'm talking about my wildest dreams. You know, when I was a boy, and I dreamed of playing football, and I dreamed of having money, and dreamed of doing things. I get rushed by emotions. When I think about where I used to be, and when I think about where I'm at today. When I think about, my mind used to tell me, always tell a lie, never tell the truth, right? And I found out, as long as I told a lie, I lived a lie. But then when I started telling the truth, I started living the truth. And freedom only came with the truth. That's the funny thing about the program. You can't even get free. They got a question in here there. You have to ask yourself, how free do you really want to be? You can't, the program can't really free you. You have to free yourself. You know, I thought for a long time, I'm going to come in here, get clean, get me a car, pair of shoes, slack, pretty girl, you know, I'm free. Nah, that's not how it works. Came to the program in 1995, man, and it was a trick. Everything that happened to me was a trick. I felt bad one day. I was out of money, real dark, like I said, real skinny, you know, out of money. Good day to go to the detox, you know. Good day to get clean. I'm one of them dudes, I get clean when it's bad, you know. So it was a good day. I called a guy. The only reason I called a guy, because he had got clean, you know. He had dropped me and his wife off prior to that. Dropped us off to a club down in D.C. I had just moved here from Georgia. And he dropped us off. He went to park the car. We saw him like about 6 months later. same dude asked me to share on this topic. I'm talking about the hope of the program. That was the only example I seen, right? Because I had to move it from Georgia. Everybody called me. You know, we always talk about getting clean. This dude here, they sent him away. Something called a Betty Ford Clinic or something. I don't know what the hell it was. But when he came back, he was going to meetings. He was calling me saying shit like, man, keep coming back. You want to go to a meeting? You ain't got to use no more. I used to say shit like, why? Hell you talking about? You used to go get it for me. I remember the last time you pissed off my head too. But things changed. He kept going. And I called him that night. He came by and he wrote on a piece of paper insanity doing the same thing, expecting something different to happen. Have you ever read something? And, you know, you read it all these years, and you never really read it. Never really got it. Never really, you know. But it's a hell of a thing when you're in pain and you're hurting. Our literature say, at the bitter end. When you're at the bitter end. When life don't even make sense no more. When you just, you know, you tell yourself, I want to die. I'm going to kill myself. I ain't even that damn brave, you know. I sold my gun. I'm sorry. I pawned it. It was a hit. But anyway, the dude came by, he wrote on the paper, and I read it, and I really read it. And I saw it. I said, that's why I ain't clean yet. I've really been doing the same thing, and I'm really expecting something different to happen. So they dropped me off at a meeting, man, and I went in the meeting, man, with some guys talking about me. They dropped me off in Virginia, and they gave me an address to remember. Prior to that, I remember a story real quick. I got to tell you this because I'm a different kind of addict. When you caught up in the grips, right, I remember one night I had a job. I was a functional addict. I'm a functional crackhead. Now, being a crackhead is really no fun because when everybody found out what crack was, they used to look at you different. So I remember meeting my wife, and she's here today with me, and I thank God for her too. She's still with me. We've been together over 21 years, 21 years. My wife found my stem. She came in my apartment with some sneakers on, broke down the middle of the floor and said, we're going to fight. And I was geeking. I was like this. You're tripping. You need to get out. She said, what's this? I said, I don't know. But I'll keep it for you. Caught up. Always wanted me a beautiful black woman and found her. Didn't stop me from smoking. Left her right there, looking at her, fine, pretty. I had five $100 bills in a drawer. Looked at her, thought about that money. Looked at her. I need to go get some cigarettes. I'll be back. Y'all know how we do. Some of y'all smoke too. Caught up. Left of that. Didn't matter. What? Up the street and back. Man, she broke down on me. Found my stem. She didn't want to get back to me. It was hot too. It was hot. Had all that black in it, cause you know. But the story goes on, man. I got a job. I'm working as a security guard for Wells Fargo. They got me in a place out on Route 29. WSS, one of them water treatment. Yeah, y'all been there. Y'all passed by that thing. Out there in Silver Spring.
So I'm sitting in the guy's booth. So my father called me a week before that. He wanted me, he had a bright idea. He said, look, man, I just got stopped by the police. They're going to take me to jail, whatever. And they said he had left some coke in his house, and he wanted me to keep it for him. He said, his lady came and said, Anthony, you got to come get it out the house. I said, I'll be right there. Man, look, man, don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to keep it. I pulled it for him, you know. You know, the surprising thing was I kept the coke 2 days, and I thought about it. I said, man, I can't mess with the coke. But the second, third day, man, I took it to work with me. Because I came up with an idea. I said, I'm going to take it to work. We get in the booth. I wait for everybody to leave, you know, because there wasn't nobody, nothing out there but me. I was in a booth. There were deer everywhere. You know what I mean? So I took it to work. So then they give me a truck. I had one of them little Ford pickups. So now, you know, I be hanging out with this dude, you know. He called him Stymie. He be right here, he be talking to me. He say, let's go to 7-Eleven and get some baking soda. I say, come on. We're coming right back. So I left, come back, cook it, you know, y'all know. Now the deer, I get high with animals. Some of y'all ain't never did this. I'm smoking, I'm hitting it. And I look up. Because, you know, you're looking for who's coming. See, when you smoke crack, you turn into a paranoid schizophrenic. See, you know one thing about those things trip me out, because they go into a nod, dude. Who the fuck want a nod? I like Deacon. Man, look, I hit it and looked up. So the, you know, deer, right? So the deer was eating. He looked up. See, I looked up. Look at him wondering who the fuck is he? I'm done, man. Look, have you ever noticed how much time go by when you smoke crack? Man, look, I started out it was about 12 midnight. After all that shit happened, it was about 6:30. Now the relief dude, my relief was a religious man. He used to need these little, you ever seen them little old books? They're about that big, little square, and they were Bibles. He used to leave them all over the booth. Man, I used to push all caught up in the grips. Well, here we go. You come in the next morning, man, look here. I usually speak to people. I'm a nice guy. I found that out in my fourth step. Just because I smoked crack don't mean I was a bad person. My sponsor told me and helped me see that there were some assets about me. And I used to speak to people. I really had a genuine, I cared for people. Because I'm a country boy. Yeah. So the dude, he came in that morning, he said, good morning. I was on a major geek. You ever been on a major geek, like bell ringing geek? Like, you hear shit, ding, 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 you know. Man, look. Pew, I got past him so quick. Ran the red light. Before I know it, now I'm headed to the house because I know she going to be looking for me in a minute. And she done moved in with me. She going to be looking for me, you know. Caught up in the grips. Now that's caught up in active addiction. That's what it was like.
Listen here. I'm an emotional, I'm a very unstable emotional person. You do something to me to hurt my feelings? I don't know how to act. That's most of the time. I've been married a long time, man. Me and my wife are struggling. I got mad with her. I wanted a divorce. She did something to me. Funny thing, I called myself gonna move out. Move out! Fuck this, I'm leaving. Looked at the house and the bathrooms and all that pretty stuff. It was hard. I left about 3 weeks. Came back, she had all my shit packed up. Trash bags. You gone, get the hell out. You ain't gonna come. I said, but I gotta pay everything. And okay. But I was cheating. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. My sponsor here helped me see how important it is that you get free. Because I ain't got to hide no more. I hear it enough in crack houses. You know what I mean? So here what I did. Let me show you how good, how much God loved me. Me and my wife, we, you know, we were going through it, man. I got mad one evening, man. I called myself, going to call this girl. We're going to go out. And I'm going to go 90 miles away from my house. Y'all don't hear me. 90 miles. I live in Stafford, Virginia. Me and the young lady was in Annapolis. The Creator sent my wife's first cousin. I had on a hat, shades, and I had my back turned. And all I heard was, that looked like Anthony. Caught up in the grips. Now me and my wife already beefing. Now the little dude, he talking to me the whole time. Man, it's gonna be alright. How the fuck she gonna call me in a minute? And then he asked me, what you gonna say? What you gonna say? I told the young lady, let's go. She got questions and shit. Movement. Get the fuck out. We gotta go. Make a long story short. God had made it possible for me to see myself in the best place that I could see myself before I kill myself. Because he loves me. And he loves her. And if nothing else, if we ain't going to make it, she don't deserve that. She don't deserve being cheating on. She ain't cheated on me. At least I don't know it. I mean, I'm just being free. My wife always exemplified love. You know? So, when it happened, you know, I was dumbfounded. Prior to that, I had gotten sick. I remember going to a funeral, breaking out in sweats. God was trying to get my attention. And I wasn't listening. You never heard God whisper. He'd be whispering to you. Can you hear me now? Things be happening in your life, and he'd be, can you hear me now? So what happened was, man, me and my wife would sit down one day, and I was listening to this song, that song by William Murphy. And I thought the song was talking about something else. Somebody know the song. What the name of the song?
I don't know.
It's about reaping. He's talking about reaping. Reaping. One day you're going to reap what you sow. In other words, whatever you put out there, you're going to get it back. Now, I had been giving people money, helping people, so I'm riding around, going to work, singing the song all the time. Boy, look, my day coming. Little did I know it was coming like that. But when it came, I remember going to my wife for the second time. First time I went to my wife, I got clean. I told her, I said, I'm cracking. Let me go get you a good man. I don't know when I'm going to stop smoking.
All I know how to do is smoke. So I'm telling you, I'm in detox. Better take a little black car and go find somebody good. You know what she did? She came back. I said, okay, you're on your own. Told her the truth. The truth. The truth works. I don't know if you really know this, but the truth works. And I didn't know the truth works. Told my wife, I said, listen, I've been cheating. I did it. And I thought, I thought long and hard before I did it. I knew I was going to tell my sponsor what I did because I didn't want to tell her something, trying to free myself at the expense of hurting her. But it wasn't like that. God had set me up. God had put me in a position where it was time. It was time. Dude, you was in Annapolis. Hey, come on, man. I had on Oakleys. I had my back turned. How did that get? It was time. So I sit down and told my wife the truth, man, and she's still with me. We're working our marriage out.
Yeah.
First thing, we got God in the middle of our marriage now, though. Let me tell you one thing I did. I go to him, and I think she followed me. You know, my wife, it's hard to trust you after that. I told my wife, don't trust me, trust God. Don't trust me. I don't trust me. I'm a slick dude. I'm petty, too. But I tell you, man, this topic, caught up in the grips, man. Caught up. You can be caught up doing anything. But ain't but one way to get free. And how you get uncaught up is you got to do the opposite of what you did to get caught up. So if you told a lie and you got caught up, you got to tell the truth and get free. So I told the truth and I got free. So I thank God today that I can hold my head up high. I can come to conventions and when my phone rang, you know what I mean? Some things, man, it just ain't worth living like that no more to me. You just have to hide my cell phone. You know what I mean? You can't hold it. You can't eat. I see my wife sitting close to my cell phone. I used to try to ease over there to get it and shit. I just handed my cell phone before the meeting started. That's freedom to me. Might be small to you. But the truth is that the program states that any addict, you don't hear me. You know the funny thing about Narcotics Anonymous? It's got literature, and the literature states things, and if we really read the literature is written by addicts that came before us. Before us, right? In this book here was written. I'm going to read one paragraph and I'm going to close. It says, we knew from the beginning that we were describing a problem not related to any single substance. We knew that from the beginning, right? But a disease that, left untreated, would manifest in one symptom or another until killed us. In the sixth step, in another book, I read something that said to delay could be dangerous. But say to rebel could be fatal. This says a focus on one symptom or substance is too narrow for us. Just as we understand that addiction affects all aspects of our lives, we see that recovery affects everything we do. Our relationships with our families, our work, our spirituality, even our own bodies, are profoundly shaped by where we come from and the ways which we address our disease. I live with a disease which there's no known cure. That disease is called addiction. Addiction. I'll turn anything. I can obsess on stuff. Look, I started drinking them damn monsters. I was drinking them two at a time. I'm telling you, my wife was looking at me like, you know, I'm pew, 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 pew. I'm doing, the hell? You're trying to kill yourself. But you don't see it. Y'all can see me better than I can see myself. So I thank God that people tell me the truth. I thank God that people, I got people in my life that tell me the truth about me. If you're my friend, don't lie to me. You see me doing something I ain't got no business doing, don't tell me, man, it's just all right. No. Tell me the truth. Because that's all I want now. I told God he can have all of me. I'm sorry. I'm going in, family. I'm going in. December the 31st. My kids been praying that I stop smoking. My mother been praying that I stop smoking. December the 31st, I went to the Creator that I understand. And I said, I don't want to smoke no more cigarettes. So I'm tired of cigarettes. Stinking up my new car. Buy a brand new car, it stank 3 days later. I ain't smoked a cigarette since December 31st. I don't want to smoke no more. I don't want to cheat on my wife no more. I don't want to cheat on my wife no more. I don't want to live like that. I just want to be free. One day at a time. They say the same principles we came in on, we live in everything else. 5 minutes. Boy, I'm glad he told me that. I'm about to go there. The same principle, we, you know, because I did step work. My sponsor, I drove from Stafford to Chevrolet. He gave me prayers. I practiced the prayers. He said, practice them until they leave your head and into your heart. He said, you got to do the prayers until you become the prayer. He said, there's a guy, the guidance prayer said, God, guide me so clearly that someone as stupid as I can understand. Motivate me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet to live this day, to quit these cigarettes, to don't cheat on my wife, whatever I'm trying to accomplish. Have God to guide me in doing it, right? And then go out throughout my day. And whatever happens, know that he's with me. That I don't make decisions on my own. Call somebody before you do something. That's what we tell everybody. So I just want to thank the area. I want to thank you guys. I hope you got something out of that. I'm kind of silly. No, that's my story. I'm speaking to it.